Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
Welcome.
We are in the chat on morelikeradio.com/live. That deliciously sexy voice you just heard was none other than Dan DiMarino.
Hi.
And I believe we have Skype up, right? Yeah.
Skype has been running.
I made you anally test it every week.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to test with my anus, but whatever.
Well, it gets me in a good mood for the show.
It does. I don't see how it fixes the sound.
I'm tired. I didn't... I'm just checking out my Facebook.
Oh, good.
It looks like I was tagged in a photo.
We'll do this after.
I'll do this after. What a...
Yeah, you missed it.
Sorry. Well, let me get in the chat there myself. A lot to talk about. I had to miss last week.
I've been waiting weeks to hear this story.
I don't think I did mention on the air that I was going, right?
No.
I think I made it a point not to because I wasn't looking forward to it. And I didn't want to be like, sound like an asshole about it.
Mm-hmm. Brag. What?
Well, now, I'm talking about a friend's bachelor party. And, I actually enjoyed it.
That was weird.
That's
when you told me you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You don't, you're not really a go out with the guys type
no,
of.
No, not at all. Especially like when it's a.
You're more of a low, let's have a beer.
Low key, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but especially, like you just said, when it's arranged and there's a fucking schedule and this is what
and
I wanted
people,
to do before the thing.
And it's people you don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's uncomfortable about them. It's, yeah. You don't, I don't like strangers as it is, let alone.
The other weird thing, one of the guys I met there, hung out with him again at my friend's, and he's a cool guy, and like, you know.
Well, that happens too. Yeah, that happens.
Me making new friends? That's rare.
I meant, that's not always a negative experience at a bachelor party.
I thought you picked up on that wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked up on it wrong. I was being normal.
But, oh, hey, Mitch. Mitch is in the chat.
Cool.
And, that's really distracting. That half Afro-American woman in her bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Is that someone I should know?
She's sexy.
So,
she party.
It was the Atlantic City thing.
Uh-huh.
It was at the Borgata. And I'm not naming names.
Don't name names.
Yeah.
Don't say the Borgata.
Fuck, I fucked up already. Damn it.
Was that the Trop?
Fuck the Borgata, by the way. I'll get to that.
All right.
Now, so they had strippers come to the hotel room. That was like the big, the attraction, right?
Right.
And you know me, I don't like strip clubs. So I'm like, this is going to be even weirder than a strip club because they're going to be in the room. What are they going to do? It was actually kind of fun.
Really?
So they get there. They ordered them. Off a website.
Sounds legit. All right.
Would you be shocked to learn, Dan?
I might be.
That at least two out of the three girls, that came were not the same ones as the ones pictured on their website?
No.
I know.
Maybe those.
This is a kind of a buyer beware PSA.
The girls on the website might have been sick that day.
They
might have had the sniffles. And so they just found someone slightly lower quality.
Gonorrhea's going around.
Right.
I've heard.
So they probably just found someone just a tick less.
Well,
it's a little.
One of them.
Just one line below.
One of them was like 10 lines below.
Okay. That's tough on a 10-line scale, but all right.
She was fun. She's kind of cute.
She had a good personality.
Yeah. She did. She was very outgoing, upbeat, spiffy. Oh, spiffy gal.
I feel like you should be outgoing if you're going to shake your tits at a stranger.
Built like a fire hydrant.
All right. My kind of gal.
A little stumpy.
That's my kind. Yeah, all right.
So they get there. They go in the bathroom and
Coke.
They're getting ready. I don't know.
I think that's what getting ready is when you're a
stranger. I mean, I don't know about in the bathroom, but in the other room.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a clear answer. What? Yes or no, I'm not saying. But
yeah.
You know, so it's a bachelor party,
right?
I think it's required at bachelor parties.
I didn't, but yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm just, so, you know, they have like bags filled with singles.
Okay.
So I gave a $50 bill. I got 50 singles back. That's how math works.
Uh-huh. No, that's
then,
good.
Then they come out.
The strippers brought the singles?
Yeah.
That's smart of them.
And there was no, like, pimp guy in the room.
Really?
Which I was surprised.
That's weird, because when I went down...
there was, like, 8 of us or something.
I went down to Atlantic City for a bachelor party. Jeez, it had to be, like, 6 years ago now. And we had two girls come, and they did, like, a lesbian thing. And there was, like, there was a business manager type dude, and then a fucking big old, just, like, guard.
And
would
they do, just
dude.
Stare at you guys the whole time?
They just stood there with their arm, like, just, you know, watched a bunch of dudes watch two chicks eat each other out. It was awkward. Awkward as fuck. It's weird. It's weird standing there with a bunch of dudes. Like, that's weird. Some of these guys are probably getting hard right now.
Well, see,
while I'm standing next to them.
I
kept going to the other room to get drinks because we had the other room for drinks.
Right.
Kept going in there. It was less awkward.
See, I would have gotten hard if it wasn't for a certain substance that was there.
You didn't have?
That I didn't have.
Yeah.
Correct.
But it was around, so it made you nervous.
Right. And I think I the that. Vapors of it affected.
Oh, no.
You know?
Vapors are dangerous.
They are very dangerous. So they come out and they're all spiffy and they're wearing bikinis and slowly taking them off. One hops on. Now there's two queen size beds, if not king. One or the other. Probably queen, right?
My queen, yeah.
And jumps on the bed and starts taking her top off. And they announce their games. They have games.
Oh, there's games. I love games.
Right. So now, you know, I've never been to one of these. I don't know what the fuck to expect. I don't know what's going on. So, there's the first game. Of course, it starts with the bachelor, and then whoever else wants to do it.
Usually bachelor, then best man, yeah.
This is first. This is the first game. You lay on your back on the bed.
All right, yeah, all right. Yeah, go ahead.
And one of the girls gets on top of you.
Is it the fire hydrant?
No.
Okay, she held.
I didn't experience the fire hydrant. But she went, remind me to get back to that.
Oh, one, I will.
Please. Okay. You need a pen? You might.
No. Oh, wait, right here.
Okay.
Here.
So, no, for you, honey.
Oh, for me. Okay.
And,
get back to fire hydrant.
Girl.
Stripper girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget what kind of girl.
Right. Very important. So now.
I'm talking about just a fire hydrant girl.
So now, by the way, the other two were fucking, like, nines.
All right, well, that's what you have to do. I mean, the average is probably 7, right?
You know what? That's a good point.
If you add them all up.
Yeah. So no one could really be disappointed.
Yeah.
And the other one made up for it again. We'll go back to that.
Oh, well, I'm excited now.
Mm-hmm. So now, hey, Roy Black on crack. Hi, sir. So this is, the first game. Now, just real quick, the two hot ones. One is a brunette and a blonde. She had fake tits, so automatically she goes down on my scale.
On your scale. Yeah, I thought it was something else. Sorry. Usually I have self-esteem issues. I figured.
Yeah, no. That applies as well.
Okay.
And the blonde one was super fucking sexy. Natural tits.
Oh, well.
But anyway, brunette is doing the first game, which is kind of straddling, like, my thighs. And
oh, you played the game.
I laid on the bed.
All right.
She takes my belt off. Now, here's the thing. The rest of the guys standing around have to throw dollar bills.
Right.
And
right.
She stuffs them in your boxers.
Yeah.
But not all the way in, of course.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And then pulls them out with her teeth.
All right. That's a fun game.
Okay. But when she slid my jeans down, I swear to you I didn't do this on purpose. My boxer fly was open. It wasn't buttoned. And my dick was just laying there. And this is why, I was saying, boy, I wish I, you know, got a hard one. It would have came right out of the fly.
Hit it right in the eyeball.
And then one of my friends, someone came over and maybe kind of grabbed it first and just, like, pinched it.
Wait, one of the guys?
Yeah, I think you can guess who.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I figured.
Yeah, which, of course, was hilarious. And, oh, my God, I love it. You guys are so comfortable with each other that you could do that. And, you know, I want to make it clear. The man who grabbed my penis was
in a manly way.
Someone I've known for many years and very close friends.
Anyone who's been friends with Joe for many years, Joe's penis is just another friend.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, is Joe bringing the penis? All right.
He's always along for the ride.
Yeah. It's like a friend who's just always there.
Yeah. Can never have too many friends, Dan.
Nope. Especially when it's going to be taken out at weird points unexpectedly.
Right. Or and when waved you drive it. Most of them away, why not use your dick as one?
Okay.
That's what I say.
Sure.
So that was...
All right, so your dick popped out in front of a stripper.
She was there.
Flaccidly.
And she kind of like grazed it, you know, with the back of her hand. But nothing like crazy, you know. And I didn't expect anything.
Right.
Or really want anything, you know. Mainly because I didn't have like $300 to spend.
True.
Or whatever it would have fucking been. I don't know. But, so... Then the next thing is you stay on your back the next game, and they need a $20 bill now. And what they do...
Andy's gone up, all right.
...is you put the $20 bill on your mouth.
Right, okay.
And then they pick it up with their pussy lips.
All right. That's a big jump in games.
It went, yeah, right to that.
Wow.
And I saw, like, you know, the guys take turns, of course, and I saw, like, one or two other guys do it first, and there was nothing to it. It was just like I... describe to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, it works better if you hum. I'm like, hum?
Like,
and she goes, yeah, like I don't know what the fuck a hum is.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was, all right, I'm going to sound like a retard, but okay. So this filthy $20 bill on my lips, and I'm going, and, you know, she's rocking her, like, clit against the bill, and voila, picks it up with her pussy lips. Yeah.
I wouldn't, I guess... When women have male strippers, they don't play the same games, right? Because you can't, like, use, like, your dick mouth to pick up a 20.
Unless maybe you're uncut and you got some schmegma.
Oh, you pick it up with, like, the skin? But even then, like, it's not like you can...
It's dirty
dick
glue
that
people get that aren't circumcised.
I think that's only if you don't clean it.
Yes, Dr. Dan.
I think what you have to do is, like, more like suction cup it.
What?
Because I don't think you can actually grab it with the skin. You have to, like, thump and, like, suction cup it and pick it up off of the woman.
Or you'd have to just get it wet somehow.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then...
Just tip on.
Yeah.
Lick the finger and just dab a little bit on
right, or their tongue.
I'll have to try it out after the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
On each other.
Sure.
Okay. So there was that.
I write that down, too.
Actually, I have to make notes because there's so much fucking shit going on. And then a couple other things. Nothing crazy, though. But then, like, the finale, I guess you could call it.
Oh, the grand finale.
That was a Fireball snatch drink.
You had to drink Fireball out of snatch?
One girl, yeah, would get, like, on all fours with her ass up in the air.
That makes sense.
And there was, you know, those, like, tube shot glasses?
Yeah.
Shooters, I guess they're called? I don't
know. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
So they put Astroglide on it, and one girl fills it up with Fireball and sticks it, like, almost a quarter of the way in.
All right.
And then... puts whipped cream on each ass cheek, and you gotta, without your hands, of course, just put your head over using your teeth, pull the shot glass out of her vag. One of the guys was hilarious. Just, he put his teeth on it and just went up and down for like 3 or 4 times before taking his shot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the same when I touch your dick?
No.
Okay. Miami MILF is jumping on real quick so she can tell you to download the audio already, damn it.
Oh, I gotta upload the audio. I'm sorry, I'll do that tonight with tonight's. I know.
What, the last show?
Yeah, I gotta give it to Royce to put on MLR.
The last two shows
aren't it? No, I'm an asshole. Very
lazy. It's the whole time I've been back.
I know, I'm a dickhead. I'll do it tonight, I promise. But look for it on, CousinJoeShow.com, but also for iTunes and all that other shit. Use more like Radio's iTunes and all that RSS feed. Because I still got to work on a place to upload my shit. Long story. Anyway.
Right. Anyway, back to
thank you,
drinking.
Miami MILF. Appreciate it.
Back to shots out of a vagina.
Yeah, and then you licked whipped cream off their ass cheeks. And then,
all right, that's
and
fun.
Then one friend decided, I guess he thought there was whipped cream in a girl's asshole.
Sometimes they hide it in there.
Yeah. And then the next time he did it, the other girl had to cover her friend's asshole with her hand.
That's what friends are for.
It was a lot of fun. You know, they were...
What? Just a mental image of one girl's like rolling her eyes like, oh, let me put my hand
yeah,
over
we have one of
friend's
these
asshole. This guy thinks he's going to...
When they showed up, they had rules, they said.
Oh, yeah.
There's two rules. One, be respectful. Two, no fingers in asses.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still perplexing to me because that says... fingers in other holes are okay. Obviously, no one tried that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Just a tongue.
That's a weird fucking rule. Asshole. It's very specific, you know?
Probably because a lot of guys were just like, oh, an asshole. I better put my finger in it.
Yeah, it's appealing.
Well, tell me about Fire Hydrant Tripper Girl.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So she had to make up for being like a fire hydrant. So she pretty much...
I just picture like a slightly bigger than a midget, by the way.
You're correct.
Oh, okay. Continue.
With decent tits and a cute face. But the point is, not what is on their website. Not even close.
I know, but the other two were closer.
Well, one actually was the girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you got that.
And the other might be, but I think the picture was taken like 3 years ago or some shit.
You know, whatever.
But anyway, the Fire Hydrant one.
Right.
Trying to be nice. Girl. Yep. She was a nice girl.
Good personality.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, very. Pretty much let, I think it was like two or three guys.
Banger.
I should really limit. Oops. Okay. I don't want to narrow down anything.
Just three.
Max. Mm-hmm. Three max.
Max.
Just eat her pussy.
Oh, just come on over and eat my pussy.
I just saw that. I saw it out of the corner of my eye and I'm like, is that? No, she's got to be hovering and there's got to be some. I didn't hear about this game going on.
That's
gotta
be like
he's eating your pussy.
That's going to be a job perk, right?
For her? Absolutely.
Because you've seen that stuff on the internet where like the male strippers just like get jerked off and.
Oh, like the dancing bear, whatever it's called. What is
it? Yeah, whatever, any of that stuff. You see it online.
Yeah.
It sneaks into the amateur section every once in a while because they're amateurs.
So then. This is all in the course of an hour, by the way. They were there for an hour. All
right. It's a good hour.
Did a good job. They finished up, asked if we had any beers.
Nice.
And meanwhile, they're fucking fireball shots.
Yeah.
I haven't had fireball in a while.
Because it's fireball?
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not a...
But because I've had it once before in my life, I could tell this was like two parts water, one part.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They fucking really... Anyway. So they were fun. I thought I was going to fucking hate it and be miserable and just sitting down watching annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
You had a good time. You got your pee-pee grazed.
I don't know if that was the highlight, but.
Had a vagina real close to your mouth. That was fun.
Well, not really. What do you think is dirty? You always hear money is the filthiest thing you could possibly touch. And that's what was on my lips.
If you weren't the first show of the night, it'd be... Be pretty close.
Well, it was like 9:30 on Saturday night.
So like the 8 o'clock show might have had time to scrub that shit out.
Was there an 8 o'clock show?
Why wouldn't there be?
Right. So
it's probably an 8 o'clock. Then they have a half an hour to get to another hotel room. 9:30. Then they probably have an 11 o'clock. Dude, they probably work like three or four rooms.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure, man. But so like. You saying maybe, possibly, Dan, two or three of the guys there that, and you understand I'm not one of them. I have to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
I understand, yeah. Continue.
May have been licking vag other guys licked.
Or worse,
an hour before.
Depending how much money people had at the other party.
Very true.
If she's letting you eat the puss for free.
You know what? I didn't even pick up on that. There was no pussy eating charge.
Yeah, there's no extra. There's no overhead on that.
Yeah, she was just...
That's just to lead you up.
Enjoying herself.
Yeah.
Huh. And you know what? Good for her.
Good for her. Yeah.
You know.
Entrepreneur. See, what she does is she gets you in there, eat your pussy, and then you get all excited, and she's like, oh, $300, and you can bang me out in the bathroom. And
well,
it's like,
actually,
well, fuck.
It's funny you say that.
Yeah.
Because now I don't know if it's a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll put it this way. I don't know if it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But...
It's like a rumor.
After they left, one or two of my friends told me that she went up to one of the guys, gave him her number, saying, we're going to be around later, like, you know, hours from now.
Yeah, after the other three shows
they do. Yeah, most likely, definitely. And, you know, if you want something more.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever called her, but.
You can get drunk enough, all right?
I don't find out. Well,
I'd believe it. I would not believe it.
And I didn't get drunk enough at all, Dan. This is why I fucked the Borgata. You've been to casinos, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
Now, whether you're doing stupid slots or at a table, one of the first things, they were very enjoyable. No, they sucked.
Okay. One of the things, sorry.
that first happens is they bring you a bunch of free booze.
Yeah.
The idea being, of course,
get you drunk.
And they make up the money because the drunker you are, the more loose you are with your money.
And you're going to lose it
very
all.
Very simple.
Right.
They don't do that anymore.
Why not?
Well, they do. They must be losing fucking money. Dude, I, for the first time ever, I moved away from a slot machine. That's all I know at a casino. I went to a roulette table.
Oh, you were the big rolling? You're high rolling?
Not really.
Okay. No.
But the server came around. I asked for rum and coke. She goes, are you playing? Do you have money on the table? Are you playing? And I did. I go, yeah. That was weird. She comes back. And at this point, it's like she's in between.
How much money do you have on the table?
But at this point, I had money on the table, literally, when she walked back with the drinks. But I was standing up because, you know how guys just come and go and they squeeze in, and now I'm fucking standing. She's got the fucking rum and coke on the tray. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you're playing? I go, yeah. She goes, hang on. Just walks away. With the fucking drink on the tray.
You're going to be like, that's my fucking money right there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, the casino's got to be losing.
They're really pinching the pennies now.
I mean, I know Atlantic City is not really...
not doing so hot.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's fucking desperate.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
Because I mean, the whole recipe makes perfect sense. Free drinks, they're going to make that up with the
money.
What if
she went
gamble.
Back and just like left it at the bar until somebody else ordered it? Did you ever bring it back?
I don't think I saw her after that.
Wow, what a bitch.
Oh, no, I did. I did, because I remember going, so who'd you give the rum and coke to?
And oh, did you?
Just pretend she didn't hear me. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a couple of beers in the hotel room. But other than that, and this comes into play.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, you know, I was barely buzzed.
Wow.
Which is fine, but, you know.
It's just surprising, but yeah.
Yeah, especially at a bachelor party. But that's, again, that's the fucking Borgata's fault, not...
not yours.
Anyone. Yeah.
You're good.
Right. So, normally this would be when the story would be over for most people, I guess, right?
Yeah, pretty much wrapping it up. Got fucked on that
drink. I mean, as far as what to tell at a bachelor party, like...
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's usually a lot of, you know, getting strippers and stuff and then nothing ever actually happening.
Well, all right. So now... I'm down with one of my friends, and this friend I've also known for years.
Okay.
And very, very cool guy. And he was hardly drinking at all and not doing anything else. So he was pretty much sober.
So he's pretty clear-headed.
We both were.
Yeah.
Him more than I.
Right.
But still, we're about to go back up to the room, take a break, whatever, hang out. Just relax. We're walking around the stupid casino.
Yeah, it gets boring.
And... yeah, the longer you stay down there, the more you're going to spend,
you're just spending money, and it's not really entertaining.
Right, so everyone else is staying down there. Me and him, we're going to go back up. As we're going back up, we notice there's these two drunk girls, I'd say, you know, early 20s, that are trying to get through, I guess security you'd call it, to get to the hotel rooms, you know, above the casino floor.
Okay, because you got to go through to
show your key card. They didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And, some guy who may have been with our group saw that as an opportunity and went, they're with me when they weren't. And security had to go, they're not with you. Stop it.
Oh, really?
To try to get them through.
Yeah. Wow.
So, whatever. Think nothing of it. We go up. We're in our room, me and him. And we hear this, like, commotion, like giggling and loud, just loud girl shit. Loud
girl shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl loudness.
Ugh.
You know, in a fun
happy
way. Okay. Yeah, you know, drunk fun.
I thought it was like yelling.
No, not like drama. No,
fuck
not like
you,
that.
Jessica.
No, not like that.
Yeah, okay.
So my friend's looking through the peephole. I'm like, well, are they right out there? And he goes, dude, literally, like right out the door.
That's a coincidence.
So I looked, and it's those two girls. Somehow they got up.
What are the chances?
Somehow they got, you know.
Huh, that's like fate. I don't believe in that stuff, but that the Lord... came. The Lord
praise him.
Gave him to you.
Well, the Lord fucked me over, let me tell you.
Oh, okay. Sounds sexy.
So there's been many instances in my life, Dan, and I've told stories when it comes to females where I see crazy and I stick with it when I know I should.
Oh, you latch on to the crazy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you got a history of that.
This time, I literally opened the door to crazy. Because my friend's like, what do you think? I'm like, let's see what they're up to. I open the door. I said, some of you guys, all right? They just walk right in.
I've seen movies like that.
Walk right in, sit on the edge of the bed. Now, once they sit down, I could see, I mean, the fucking, the blush red, drunken. Now I see they're not just drunk, they're fucking shit-faced.
So now you close the door and put all the locks on.
They're shit-faced.
Right.
And
did you have them sign anything?
I forgot my release form.
Oh, you should always bring that to a bachelor party. Okay, continue.
Okay. So they're sitting down.
Did you show evidence?
I get, like I said, they're not just drunk girls. It's time for bed for them. I mean, they're fucking, they're done. They're gone. So they sit down. First thing I do, I go into the other room. I get them both a Gatorade. I go, here, hydrate. Right? Okay, now I need to know what that face means that you're giving me right now.
That's so sweet. That's so nice.
It's just the...
Not many guys would be like, have a Gatorade, hydrate.
I know, and they probably were thinking, you know, we were offering them, like, you know, beers and party more.
Yeah.
But no, I went for...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I it's just...
You're getting older,
I didn't even think about it. I just saw their condition. I was like, whoa.
You're becoming a responsible older gentleman.
In some ways.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
So, I am Gatorade, and then I go sit back on the couch across the room with my friend. Not on the bed. I purposely don't.
Not on their, on the bed they're on.
Because they're fucking shit-faced.
Right.
And one of them, I mean, they're both cute. One was really fucking sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, why they're there.
Right.
Are they part of a bachelorette party?
They said no. I asked them that. They said no, but something like that. They were with other girls, but fuck them. And
it was some of that shit. Fucking there, Jessica. There was,
exactly. Right. So I'm talking to, and again, I'm going, well, you know, did you try the front desk to get a new key card? Did you? I mean, I know.
If the Joe from like 6 years ago saw that, he'd punch you right in the face.
You think so?
Old Joe?
But I know what you mean by that, older Joe, but I don't...
You would already be helicoptering.
I don't think old Joe point. Would take advantage of a drunk...
Not take advantage, but you would be seeing what you could get.
I would test the waters,
You
maybe.
Test the waters.
Yeah, see, it wasn't even an option.
Oops,
my
pants fell down. Stuff like that.
You're probably right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm impressed. I'm happy, man. It's cool. It's cool.
And I got to be honest. Hydrated I'm not, them. Like, trying to...
Chatted.
But those two things, they weren't even like... In my mind, options like, well, I could do that. It's just
no,
what I
know.
Did. I just went.
That's what I'm saying. You
like, I didn't even. It was only afterwards I thought about it. Like,
the little angel Joe was there.
But it was only afterwards I thought about it and was like, oh, especially the blonde was probably thinking like, oh, this faggot. We want to party. This guy's giving me Gatorade and asking how to, you know, offering advice on how to get a new card key. You know, I mean.
You know, I used to drink too much, girls.
I didn't go that far. And this is also why I mentioned before that I think it also had to do with that I was sober, really.
Yeah.
At the same time, seriously, if I was drunk, I don't think I would have.
No.
I know I would
I'm saying what we say, but.
No, I know. I know. I get what you're saying.
You know me. I'm always wanting to make a move.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if that sarcasm came out strong enough.
Not enough. And just like me, you know when to pick up on signals, Dan, mm-hmm. which I picked
up. Oh, we're both really good at that.
The brunette the entire time was giving me the eye.
Oh, the eye?
I didn't notice till after whatever. And
oh, I always miss those.
But it was so we're talking okay. I made some notes.
Some notes?
So much shit went on. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I always forget things if I don't write them down. Old fucking man. We're in the middle of talking about where they're from, and she knows a person in Rockland, and they're from Long Island, and blah, blah, blah.
That's good.
And the blonde one falls off the bed.
Nice.
I don't even think she's on the edge. It's a queen-size bed. They're the only ones on it.
She just flew off the side
of it. Fucking tips over.
She's good.
So I immediately get up. And go over, and I I get close, like, to do the instinctual help up.
Yeah.
But then I see her friends got it. I'm like, all right. So then I hear, I'm okay. I'm like, oh. From the blonde one.
Yeah, of course.
The other one was drunk as fuck, but not like drama drunk.
Right.
Like the other one.
Wanted some. All right, yeah.
I think so.
Wanted the Joe.
I think so.
Yeah. You made the right call, though. But continue. I'm sorry.
Well, here's where I fucked up.
Oh, no.
I should have said, hey, look. Here's my number if you need anything.
Right.
That way the next day.
When she's sober.
Right.
If she still calls you.
Then
you know it wasn't just alcohol.
Exactly.
That's something that we didn't think about.
And do you know how many times I reloaded Instagram with the hashtag Borgata trying to see if I could find that girl in a picture?
Oh, wow.
That's bad. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
No, you did the adult thing.
So her blonde friend, you could tell, is like at the point where I'm just assuming she's going, all right, well, these guys aren't fun. So she's like kind of, you know, going, well, you know, we should go. When the other one wanted to stay. But they end up going. And as they're walking out, the brunette just, I said something like, she dropped some things. She was carrying these light up. They're like foam, like things you take in the pool.
All right,
but like
yeah.
Noodle, like short versions that light up. They're flashing red lights. I don't know what the fuck they are.
Sounds cool.
But she drops them. I pick them up. I hand them to her. And as they're walking out, I just go, you're going to be okay? You know, just be careful, all right? Be careful. And as I'm shutting the door, the brunette just goes, I love you. And
you should have given the brunette your number.
I know.
You definitely should have. Yeah, yeah. While you sloppy friends on the ground here, real quick, just wanted to. Where's the other guy during all this? He couldn't.
He was sitting right.
He couldn't run like get a little interference on the blonde real quick.
No, because he's
you
like
get
me.
The number.
He's like me,
then,
dude. He wasn't thinking like that
reclusive.
At the time.
Yeah,
he was thinking just you know.
That's I'm the same way. Like I don't. I have many times in my life like looked back and realized, oh, like those were signals, and I'm an idiot.
Right.
Like, I get it. I get what you're saying. But I still think even if you were getting signals, you totally did the right thing.
No, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't want to get involved in that horse shit.
No. And I seriously, that would have been the purpose if I had been smart and given my number would be for the next day.
Yeah.
Not, you know, back, whatever. But, yeah, man. So, after they leave, me and my friend are talking like, you know, it's 4:30 in the morning on a Saturday night in the Borgata.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, those girls are kind of lucky it was our door.
Right?
Seriously. I mean, I know it's like a dark thought, but it's true. Am I wrong?
No, you're right, because it could have been a lot worse, and God knows what happened after they left you guys.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, no.
We were talking about it more and more. We both, like, laid down, maybe try to get some sleep. At this point, it's like 5 in the fucking morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at one point, we pretty much looked at each other like, let's just go take a look.
You just wandered up the halls for a little while?
Just to see if they were still out there, if they got in their room. We didn't even know where the fuck their room was, but just neither to make sure they weren't.
They didn't know where it was.
Make sure they weren't passed out in the fucking hallway or something.
Right.
You know, where some other group of guys are going to come fucking. I don't know. You know?
I got you.
It's weird, though, because, I mean, you know, I met them for, I don't know, 11 minutes, and I'm worried about them. It's weird. Is that weird?
No, it's kind of nice. You care about people. You hate people, but you care.
Yeah. It's weird how that works.
Yeah.
Depends on the person, obviously.
Yep.
But so, we go out, and we're at the very end of the hallway. Our suite. It was a very nice suite, by the way. Our room.
Cool.
We're walking down the very dark hallway. And we just see this, like, red flash. Like, what the fuck? We get closer. It's one of those things that she had dropped.
And it's on the ground?
Like, outside of someone's room. And
oh.
And that's all we're saying is what you're thinking. Like, I fucking hope
that she didn't just
like, do I sound like someone's grandmother, or am I just being realistic?
No, you're being someone who's an adult now.
Because I know personally guys that would have
done opposite
of what I did.
There's some fucking scumbags
it's
out
fucking
there, man.
Disgusting. But I know that
there's guys who the things we joke about as the story went along are 100% thinking and acting on.
Yeah.
You know,
scary.
I mean, I'm saying it joking to keep the story going and make some jokes or whatever. But there's dudes who are like 100% are just like, oh, two drunk chicks.
Like, yeah, just hit the jackpot.
Yeah, jackpot.
Right.
Was that a cute little, did you make a little casino joke there?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, God, that's horrible. I'm glad you didn't mean it.
No, I did not mean it. We even went so far as to go back down to the casino. Just
to take a lap?
Just to look around.
When you saw that thing, that was like a...
Dude, that was haunting.
That's like a bad scene of a movie.
I said that.
Did you press your head against the door and just listen?
We did stop outside the door.
Just to listen?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Wow. That means one of two. It was either her room, and she made it safely,
or she just most likely dropped it on the. She had like four of them, just trying to carry, and two. See,
seriously though, that's just like
it's fucking.
It is like some kind of short story that we didn't get the ending to, because like you see them in the lobby,
right.
They somehow end up of all places in this entire giant hotel, outside your door,
right?
You.
I open the door just to make sure everything's okay, and they just walk right in.
Right. And then later you see, like, one little hint.
Flashing. Yeah.
Just one hint of what may have happened.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
Yeah, man.
Wow. And you don't know. Like, it could have just been, like, she found where she was going.
Do I sound crazy when I tell you I couldn't go to sleep. I instead drove home knowing that I wasn't going to fall asleep.
Wow.
I drove home at like 6:30 in the morning from AC.
She said she loved you, Joe.
All right. I'm not that insane.
And you left her.
Literally.
You just left her. You just left her to wander the halls.
I abandoned her. I abandoned my true love.
If she got murdered, she's going to be just haunting that casino forever.
Well, now I'll make sure I have to stay in a different room.
Wandering. They're going to be like, sometimes in this hallway, you see a flashing red light. That's the girl that Joe turned away. Could have saved her.
If you close your eyes, you could hear the faint scream of "I love you." Her last words before she was grabbed and sold into fucking sex slavery. Fucking. What is it called? Yeah, sex trafficking. Whatever. It's a little depressing. That's where my mind went, but it's not that far
off. I would
off.
Find that haunting, seeing the thing.
It really was, dude.
Finding something laying around that has no, like...
There was nothing else in all.
But has no frame of reference.
Right.
It's just, like, when we were at BJ and Shannon's wedding.
Yeah.
Dave was there,
right.
And a bunch of other comics. You probably know a lot of the people there.
Ross, there,
Joey,
asshole.
Ross. You were at the hotel after, right?
I don't think I did, actually. I was just at the...
Yeah, we came back to the hotel after. I don't think you did.
No, I didn't.
So at one point, me and Dave and someone went to our room, and we came back, and we're walking down the hall, and all that's in the middle of the floor, in the middle of the hotel hallway, is just one of the flowers that the bridesmaids had, and then a crumpled up, like, pantyhose. And so, like, well, that's a story.
Just one leg?
No, they're full. They're full.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that was just what was laying in the middle of the floor together. And I'm like, well, that's a story. Like, there's something there.
Was it right outside of a door?
It was, like, right in the middle of the hallway. Like, dead center. So that was either, like, a moment of passion or...
That was my first thought.
Kidnapping. No, they were all accounted for later, but it was an interesting thing to see. Like,
but see, in that case, at least you knew who the person was. To be able to check later.
Yeah, well, we checked. Yeah, we checked. Yeah. But yeah, it was the same thing.
Do you want to know how insane I am?
Well, how insane are you?
I moved my Tinder location to Long Island, Staten Island. Cause,
is that where they're from?
Yeah, Staten Island. I said Staten Island.
Yeah.
Just to see.
And you just swiped all night?
No, but, I mean, after like 3 minutes went by, I went, okay, Staten Island's small, but it's not that fucking small. I'm out of my mind. What am I doing? And I needed something, you know, so I knew they were all right.
Are you just searching brunette Staten Island on Instagram for like the rest of the...
It was just that night. I didn't look again.
Okay.
I promise. I'm not that fucked up. But honestly, it was, and yeah, I'm I do regret not giving my phone number to see if the next day anything would happen.
Right.
But it was really...
But maybe it's for the best. What if she got murdered and the thing the cops find is her phone and a recently entered number?
Then they'd have to go through my phone and find all the other illegal
shit. And all the stuff that's in your phone, yeah.
Yeah.
All those boob pictures you're supposed to forward to me. Yeah.
Right.
I'm still waiting on. But that's what I'm saying.
Write me a note.
Send booby pictures to Dan's phone. Okay.
Just give that to me after the show.
I will. But yeah, dude, I'm telling you, it may be for the best, depending on how the night went. If she was murdered, it's good she didn't get your number.
Right.
But if she's alive, it'd be nice if she had your number right now.
Yeah.
Because she could text that nice guy that gave her a Gatorade. She owes you a Gatorade.
If she didn't have my number and I texted her when she was sober, she would have went, who? Who are you? I don't remember anything.
That's the other thing, too. You could have given her a number and been like, oh, text me real quick. And then, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's where I fucked up.
She both had the numbers.
Yeah. So just, you know.
You could have gone real full on nice guy and just been like, I just want to make sure you're okay.
But that would have been sincere.
It would have been sincere, yeah.
Like, if you still can't get in your room, let me know, you know. Here's the other thing.
Oh, there's another thing.
I don't know. I don't want to. I'm coming off like an asshole.
You've come off very nice this whole story. It'd be pretty bad to come off
like
an asshole.
Well, no, to the other guys that I was with.
Okay.
Because I said to my friend, let's not tell everybody else. And we didn't.
Yeah, because you know what other guys will do. Oh, did you bang them?
And...
Because that's what I said the first time you told me.
Well, no, but you didn't know the state they were in when I told you.
Yeah, I didn't know all that. All I knew was two girls.
Yeah, that's all I said.
Room,
yeah. No.
That's what Joe left me on for 2 fucking weeks, by the way. Just knowing that he opens the door and two girls just walk right in. I'll tell you the rest on the show. Asshole.
Sorry. I did kind of give you a tease. But now, were you expecting that?
No, I was not expecting that. No, not like that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's I don't want to sound all whatever, but it is sad that I...
Faggy?
Like, yeah. Because that I... And, you know, my friend agreed with me instantly. Like, you know, because some of the guys in that group may have...
Yeah.
May have went out and pursued and, you know.
Right. No, I hear you.
So, yeah.
I understand.
We didn't say a word.
You didn't even introduce yourself? Like, hi, I'm Joe. Who are you? What's your name? And...
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Oh, you didn't remember the only part
that
could help
you find
it?
The other thing I was trying to remember was that they said... When we said we're from Rockland, the brunette chick goes, yeah, I know someone in Rockland, and it's just some girl's name. And all night, I was trying to remember that fucking name to put it into Facebook and then look at that person's friends list to see if
so you could find
her? Dude, I was... Is this... Am I insane?
No, I love it. I love it. This is great.
But I couldn't remember the fucking name.
Yeah, shit, man.
Ah. Well.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I think that about wraps it up. I mean,
wow.
Holy shit, it's almost 8 o'clock.
Interesting.
What do you think? You want to take a break, babes?
Take a quick break? Yeah, I'll do that.
Make pee-pees.
It's almost 7:50. Why not?
Phil in the chat saying if she comes back after that, she's probably too fucked up anyway. I think
he's talking about Chris kidnapping people.
Oh.
They've been having their own thing on the side.
Oh, yeah. I just glanced at it now. Okay.
Yeah, just they do that. Just let them.
That's fine. That's fine. Let's see. All right. All right. Well, let's play some Touchstone Terrorists.
Okay.
It's been a while since we played.
It has.
Right?
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites. You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show, who just prematurely played a clip when he didn't mean to. With Dan DiMarino on More Like Radio. Back in a few.
Customer service is Willie. Can I help you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I got a disconnection notice, but I mailed my
notice. Pay your bill. Pay your bill. That's what you got to do.
I did.
Yeah, well, you got to pay your bill. That's why we're going to shut you off.
I know that.
We're going to shut you down. What can't you understand about that? Pay your bill.
Excuse me?
I said pay your bill. Come on. Save the drama for your mama.
Who are you?
This is Willie Robinson of customer service. Y'all need to get it through your thick heads and pay your bill.
I'd like to talk to your manager.
Hold on. He going to tell you the same thing.
That's damn well fine.
Damn well fine. I told you, get it through your thick head.
I have never had one of these. You better shut your mouth the way you're talking
Pay
to me.
Pay your bill or we shut you off. That's how it works.
I want to talk to your manager
right
now.
You got to be a paying customer.
Right now, give me your manager.
Yeah, he going to tell you the same thing.
I don't care. Give me him right now.
Yeah, I transfer you, but he going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you.
This man is telling me off. I don't know who the hell he thinks he is. I'm going to get him fired.
Who the hell are you talking? Put them on the phone. Let me have a word with them. Are they lipping off about me?
You give me your manager now.
Put that other John Turkey on the phone to talk behind my back.
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
This Willie. Put that John Turkey on the phone.
What is your last name?
Willie Operator 10.
Willie Operator 10?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to transfer your ass to the manager. You better hold.
You sure better. He's just telling me he's transferring my ass to a manager.
Why?
I have no idea who the fuck he is. I want my bill, you motherfucker.
Front desk, this is Jim Bob. Can I help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Are you at the phone company?
It's the front desk. This is Jim Bob.
I want a manager.
Oh, please hold.
Now I got some southern folks. This has to be a joke.
Hello, this is Stu. Can I help you?
Are you at the phone company for real?
This is the manager. Did you ask to speak with me?
Yes, I did. Someone, Willie, operator number 10, has just talked to me so unprofessional and was swearing at me.
Who was saying this?
Willie, operator number 10?
Oh, that'd be Willie Robinson?
Yes, he was swearing at me. I am appalled.
I'm very sorry.
Oh, this is going out. First of all, I'm reporting him to the phone company myself on Monday, whatever time they're open. I cannot...
Hey, come on. We can settle this, all right?
I have never in my life... I thought it was a joke. I thought they transferred me to a recording.
Listen. If we want your opinion, we'll beat it out of you. I don't need a commentary out of you, all right? We can settle this, all right?
You'll beat it out of me?
Ma'am, whatever the problem is here, your gripe, it's come about as a result of your own stupidity.
You people can't really beat the fucking phone company.
Excuse me?
You cannot be. I have never heard such unprofessionalism in my entire life.
What's your account number? I'll go ahead and shut your phone service off if you want to, like, come at me with these kind of commentaries, ma'am.
I have paid my phone bill. I'm calling to report. And you're going to treat me like this? I have never had this in my life.
You paid your phone bill, then what's the problem?
Because I'm notifying you as a courtesy. I just got this out of my box tonight.
You don't need to notify us. We'll get your bill in the mail. What's the problem?
You people can't really work for the phone company.
You're calling up, giving me this commentary. This is ridiculous.
You're constantly swearing at me, sir.
Well, maybe you're asking for it the way you're talking.
I'm asking for it in the way I'm talking.
And how many people do we have to have on the phone, too? Who else have we got in the room there?
Okay, you know what? I'll take care of this myself right now.
Yeah, listen, you should have read the fine print before you signed up for this in the first place.
Excuse me?
I said you should have read the fine print before you opened the account with us to begin with. We reserve the right to bill you for whatever we damn well please, and you've got to pay your bill, otherwise we shut your service off.
I always do that, sir.
Well, apparently not. You're calling up with some gripes.
Because I got something in the mail today.
Irrelevant.
Well, I just got it today. We just moved into a new house.
Then what's the problem?
The way I was being spoken to.
Well, I've no way of verifying that any of this is true, and I'm a man of noble intelligence, okay?
You can't really work for the phone company. There's no way.
Yeah, well, fine. Do business with somebody else, okay?
Oh, I think we will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
No,
you
got Wildin' in the Wildabouts. Mozilla from his latest and last solo album, Blaster. It's the Cousin Joe Show on morelikeradio.com. You could listen on the TuneIn app. I know, I sound retarded because you're already listening, so you don't need to know other ways to listen. However,
sometimes they want to leave, they want to like listen in different ways.
Right. Maybe you're in your apartment listening and you got to hit the road.
Jack.
we should
quit.
Song once.
No, I got it.
Yeah. And you want to listen on the road? Well, yeah. You download the free TuneIn app and you just search More Like Radio. And you could listen to us through your Bluetooths.
Yeah.
In your car.
Yeah, while you're cruising down the road.
Right. All right, 845-228-8897 if you want to call in. The chat room, you have to know by now. If you don't, geez. It's morelikeradio.com/live.
And how are you listening to us?
Well, they could have just went to cousinjoshow.com.
Oh, could they?
Which I haven't updated in 6 months.
Oh.
And they could have clicked listen live and just have the audio going without being on the More Like Radio page.
And not see how sexy we look?
That would be like sacrilegious.
I know.
By the way, how fucking dumb are religious people?
Pretty dumb.
That's all I had. I just wanted to get people angry for a second. Sorry.
I like my invisible sky man. Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a couple of stories to get to, right,
Dan? Let's talk about some stories.
We had this running thing. Shit, man. This was, what, a year ago? No, it had
probably
to be over
summer.
A year ago.
Before this summer?
When we were talking about this?
Probably, yeah. Maybe
it was an
ago.
Ongoing, like, craze that was, like, every week there was a new one. And by I mean a jerk-off or, two or three, dressing up as clowns and then, what, just coming, like, out of the woods into, you know, the side of a road or a park or whatever, just to freak people out. I still don't get the purpose or how the fuck this started or why. I don't get it.
It's just a thing.
Do they think it's funny?
They probably think it's something. I don't know. I'm going to guess it's millennial related.
Well, yeah, we're going to get to that in a little bit too. The standards of humor. Especially with
the new generation. Yeah.
I mean, that does tie into it. But
Feist.
This one.
Is there a story on this one? Or?
Yeah, well, there's a... Well, you want to just see what the video...
Oh, there's Vidya.
You want to see what the video has to say?
Yeah, let's do the Vidya first.
All right. And then if it needs further explaining, maybe we'll do some reading. We're not big fans of that.
Reading's hard.
Nah. All right, let's see.
Clown's supposed to be happy. That clown
is...
She
drunk?
Clown's be happy.
Clowns
and who the fuck edited this? I mean, there's no,
that's your,
like,
opening line.
Yeah, I mean, but there's no teaser. There's no, like, you know, news, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, not. I mean, I'm not asking for the stinger shit, but just something—a logo, or maybe how about a preface? Not just some drunk. Cut to a stroke victim talking about clowns.
Sometimes I like to see the clown when my face doesn't feel right.
Clown's supposed to be happy. That clown would scare the daylights out of anybody.
A hooded figure, a creepy clown mask, and a machete.
Why would a person do that?
Made people in Hollis, Maine.
What?
Why would a
person do
that? Where was this clown?
Clown mask.
This is the shittiest neighborhood ever. And we've only heard two of the neighbors speak.
You have it pulled up there?
Maine. Something Maine.
Okay.
Waterboro, Maine.
Yeah, no idea.
Machete.
Why would a person do that?
A hooded figure, a creepy clown mask, and a machete.
Why would a person do that?
Made people.
We gotta cut that clip for when we bring the soundboard back. Which I apologize in advance. I forgot.
We tried a couple weeks
ago.
We got. Yeah. We need some tinkering.
Yeah, a little tinkering with the new.
Why would a person do that? Make sure you isolate that.
Hooded figure, a creepy clown mask, and a machete.
Why would a person do that?
Made people in Hollis, Maine.
It's like she's doing an impression of like a
clown?
18-year-old.
Why would a person do that?
Like an 18-year-old girl or maybe one of the girls I fucked.
Didn't fuck.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't do that. I mean, that's what she's doing.
A creepy clown mask and a machete.
Why would a person do that?
We're not getting past this.
I can't.
We're not getting past it. It's going to be 9:30.
I mean, look, they're talking about a guy dressed as a clown wielding a machete, and that's the reaction?
So between her and the stroke victim.
Why would a person do that?
Made people in...
I can't feel the left side of my face and clowns are scary.
It's
supposed to make me laugh.
Let's try to get past
that. Oh, yeah, okay.
That.
Let's do it for real now.
All right.
Hollis, Maine, call police Tuesday night.
Oh, you think you move out in this nice, safe area and someone comes out in with a machete.
911 callers reported that clown walking down this road, then ducking into the woods.
He had come out up through here.
Just so you know, Dan, because you're not watching.
Uh-huh.
When they were interviewing her,
right.
She said, ducked into the woods. There was a slow pan to the trees.
To where the woods are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know what woods are.
Yeah. Now, when you said woods,
right?
Could you just show us what you mean?
Very, very dramatic.
He had come out up through here.
The clown walked more than 2 miles through the woods and emerged in Waterboro, right next to Lindsay Morton's home.
Whether he meant to do anything or not, it's pretty scary.
Police put the clown on the ground. They said under the mask was 31-year-old...
Wait, what? Police put the clown on the ground.
Put the clown on the ground. They say under the mask was 31-year-old Corey Berry of Hollis, Maine. The one-armed man wasn't actually carrying the machete. Police put the clown on the ground. They say under the mask was 31-year-old Corey Berry of Hollis, Maine. The one-armed man wasn't actually carrying the machete.
He's a one-armed clown.
I put him in the chat just so they can see.
Looks like Stan Laurel.
Who's that?
From Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, wow. I'm retarded.
That's all right.
You're right. That's not the response you should have had.
I said you're all right. You're fine.
Oh, I thought you said that's all right. That you're retarded.
I said you're all right. You're good.
The mask was 31-year-old Corey Berry of Hollis, Maine. The one-armed man wasn't actually carrying the machete, but had it duct-taped to his amputated arm.
Stump?
Police called
that's
him cooperative.
Perfect.
But...
Oh, it's amazing.
This guy's brilliant.
I love that he didn't take the time to...
I love that they took a second to take a picture of him with the cop car. You see that picture?
Yeah.
Anyone who's in the chat.
It's like he's posing for...
It's just like...
Carrying the...
Sorry.
Sir, can you just stand up against our car and take a picture of you real quick? And he's like, well, sure, guys.
He's got like these wide pot eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And like a smirk. Yeah, like they had him posing for...
It is in Maine and he's white.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
But I love the duct tape. Like he couldn't convert whatever, you know, like hook thing that... Do they still make the hooks? I remember when I was a kid going to ShopRite, there was a guy that did the bagging of the groceries at the end of the counter. You know what I mean? And one of his hands were missing. And he had a hook. And he would pick
he would
up.
Hook the stuff?
He would pick up the shopping bags with a hook. The fuck?
Well, I mean,
I see how it would come in hand. I didn't mean a pun. I really did not mean a pun there.
God
I
damn it.
I swear to you,
terrible.
I did not. I didn't mean to do it. It would come in handy. all right. It sucks too.
I know how much you like puns. Your favorite.
Is there any lower form of comedy than a pun?
Knock knock jokes.
I guess.
A sitcom we'll talk about later.
Yes.
Okay.
If that even qualifies as
comedy, essentially which we will 22 minutes of puns with commercials in between.
That's true.
All right. Well, we'll continue. Yeah. Sorry. Right. Let's hear more about the clown on the ground.
Machete, but had it duct taped to his amputated arm. Police called him cooperative, but highly intoxicated.
Barry
allegedly told investigators he was just pulling a prank.
He has a very weird way of doing pranks.
Copying these creepy clown sightings that...
Is she?
She's very something.
Yeah. You know what?
Whatever
I
it is.
I couldn't have put it better
whatever
myself.
Whatever it is, it's very.
It's very.
Whether it's meth or alcohol, it's very much of it.
It's very, very.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, let's try and get through this here.
that made national news last summer. But unlike some of these clowns, Barry is facing criminal threatening charges. People still disturbed by the sight say that charge isn't enough.
And it just feels like a slap on the wrist.
Now that Barry posted his $200 bail and is back on the streets. In Waterboro, Danielle Waugh, News Center.
I also want to put in, they put a picture of his outfit. So I'm going to put that in the chat too.
Oh, his clown outfit?
Yeah. With his thing.
With his duct tape roll?
With his duct tape. Yeah, see it? Duct tape, the machete duct tape to the end there?
Tattered, frayed duct tape. Yeah.
They put the cover back on the machete for safety purposes.
$200 bond?
Yeah.
Look, I got to bring this up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was 11 years ago, 12 years ago, but when I got popped for blow a second time, possession, within 3 weeks, second time, my bail was, I want to say it was 10 grand for doing coke. This guy has a fucking machete duct taped to his stump in a clown outfit, and he's let go on $200?
It's mean.
Oh.
They probably know him. It's a small town in Maine.
You know what? This probably like,
God
is
damn
like
it, Larry.
Offense.
Stop doing this shit.
Yeah. Every week you're duct taping something
stroke
new.
Lady.
There's something new duct taped to his stump every week. This is some other.
It's an Easter egg one day.
Yeah.
It's all kind of, whatever he finds around the house, he just tapes it.
Oh.
Scaring Strokey and that 57-year-old woman who talks like a teenager and everyone else in the trailer park.
Stroked out teenager.
Why does somebody do that?
We need to isolate that.
Please don't fucking forget. Don't even take that tab off.
I won't.
Leave it up.
I won't. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we were talking about lowest form of comedy.
We're going to skip to that.
Do you want to?
No, let's save that for the end of the hour.
All right.
It's going to make us the most angry.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's stick with more people doing wacky shit.
I like those.
This guy goes bananas.
By that, do you mean bananas?
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-E-S.
Mm. Oh, I spelled it wrong.
That's right.
Is that why you did that?
I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did.
What?
Dan's looking at the prep that I made.
What?
And I made a spelling error.
How dare you?
Put two N's on the second part.
You're fine.
Okay, now is there a video here or is this just an article, right?
I'm trying to get it to load. It seems that you made the link.
What?
The link doesn't seem to be right.
Oh, there is a video. It's loading for me. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Slapping it around a little bit. I figured it out. I'm smart.
Okay. Let's check out this.
It's not letting. It's saying it's not loading. Let's play the video. I'll try to figure this out.
Accused of going on a shooting spree targeting workers on his street is out of jail. CBS 4's Gary Nelson following the story. He's live tonight at Hialeah with more on the man's release. Gary.
Gary. Talk, Gary.
Gary.
He's just staring.
Gary.
What
Jesus
happened
Christ,
at this
Gary.
Home
we had a much better
yesterday
man on the street.
Was certainly bizarre, but some AT&T workers are telling me today that it is crazy, insane,
crazy.
That the fellow who shot up.
I got to point out, he's
out of jail.
Talking about
Gary Nelson following the
your
story.
Video's playing,
he's live tonight
no,
at Hialeah with more on the man's
make
release.
It stop.
I'm stopping it. Sorry,
but he's talking about people being shot up in this voice.
AT&T workers are telling me today that it is crazy, insane,
right.
That the fellow who shot up
else.
Two of
yeah.
their trucks
yeah.
and
they
allegedly tried
yeah.
to shoot one of the workers was released straight from jail without having to go before a judge.
That seems like what would happen anywhere else, right? That seems I could see that happening anywhere else in the country where you just open fire on people.
And they let you go?
And they just peacefully arrest you. And you explain, I'm sorry, I went bananas, and then just let you out.
That was the excuse.
Yeah.
Right?
Continue. Yeah. Sorry.
And where was this now again?
Florida, if you could imagine that.
Did I even have to ask?
Yeah. Hialeah, Florida.
64-year-old Jorge Hove was just getting started.
There's a guy shooting out the tires. And he's shooting the engine on the trucks and everything.
Hove, a retired firefighter, police say, was angry that two AT&T trucks had parked on his front drive and weren't quick enough to move when he asked.
They're showing cell phone video of the guy, I guess, shooting the tires out.
Yeah.
But there's a guy filming him just right across the street.
Well, because he wants to just, you know, get it on camera.
But he's shooting a gun.
But he wants
in the middle of the street.
He wants to get it on camera.
Oh, right. That's right.
I'm trying to find out where Hialeah, Florida is.
Please do.
Oh, it's near Miami. It's right near Miami.
That kind of makes sense. Well, you know what could be a tip-off?
Hmm?
The website we're on is cbsmiami.com.
Oh. We're professionals.
Very much so.
He appeared to load his high-powered revolver.
These motherfuckers run out of breath.
He's a Spanish guy.
Arriving police say they saw Hobe fire at a worker up in the truck's bucket. He was booked on multiple felony counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. A police report says Hobe told detectives he went bananas and wanted to stop them from leaving.
Just bananas?
Hours after being arrested, Hobe bonded straight out of jail without going before a judge. AT&T workers today were aghast.
That's insane.
Why should you have to go before a judge?
Insane.
Yes. That's hard to believe, actually.
He wasn't the only worker who felt that way.
It doesn't seem like it makes much sense.
What do you think should have happened before he was allowed to
talk weird?
I think probably a psychiatric.
Yeah, what is wrong with these fucking
psychiatric? Maybe we're having a stroke.
No.
Is gas leaking?
I bought one of those detectors.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's on the floor, yes. We'll be alive in an hour. It's okay.
But hard to believe, actually.
He wasn't the only worker who felt that way.
I can't get enough of the most useless, nonsensical input from the man on the street.
Oh, yeah. They have to just throw him in real quick. The sun was shining.
It doesn't seem like it makes much sense.
What do you think should have happened before he was allowed to...
I think probably a psychiatric evaluation would have been in order.
I think he needs thinking. I think he needed a naughty thing with a naughty boy. And I think it doesn't make sense. And he should have been spanked.
A psychiatric.
On his little bottom.
Evaluation would have been in order.
I don't remember the last time we had backup clips so often.
I think probably a psychiatric evaluation would have been in order.
Hialeah police could have put on Hove's arrest report hold for a bond hearing, but they didn't. A department spokesman say it was a bondable offense. That was our decision, our detective's decision. No one answered the door at Hove's house
then
Thursday.
Then why are you showing your fucking reporter knocking on the door?
Gary, can we get you knocking on the door real quick? We want to get a good shot of you knocking on the door so we can show that there's no one at the door when you knock on the door. Just do it, Gary.
Honestly, now that you say that, it looks like it's take three of him knocking on the door. I swear to God.
He missed the look.
He's got this disappointed look on his face before he even knocks, like he knows.
I'm not going to get the big scoop on this one.
The clouds, there's a cloud, we got a shadow, we got to do it again. Cut, knock again.
He remains free.
That's crazy.
After crazy. His seemingly crazy behavior on Jeez. Wednesday. Now, this fella Hove is charged with felonies that, if he is convicted, carry a combined
this fella Hove? What's going on? What is happening in this fucking story?
Why did he sound like Jimmy Stewart?
I don't know.
Well,
I have to go back again.
Remains free.
That's crazy.
After his seemingly crazy behavior on Wednesday.
Crazy.
Now, this fella Hove is charged with felonies that, if he is convicted, carry a combined...
Oh, this fella... Now, hold on, Clarence.
One more time.
Okay.
Now, this fella Hove is charged with felonies that, if he is convicted, carry a combined total of up to 20 years in the state pen. We're live in Hialeah. Gary Nelson, CBS 4 News.
Oh, Gary Nelson, you're an asshole. Jesus Christ. Fucking autoplay. Sorry.
That was bananas. Can you imagine that, though? Like, going to jail, and it's like, sir, you just shot at a bunch of innocent people and their vehicles? And it's like, yeah, I went bananas. And them letting you go? That's amazing.
I
oh, man, you'd have a nice stick up your ass around here.
It's got to be another situation like the stump guy, where I'm sure the cops know him. Oh, he's up to his antics again. Yeah. They know him by on a first-name basis.
Yeah.
Every week there's another call.
He was like a, I think he was like a retired firefighter or something, so they probably didn't know him.
Well, that also, I'm sure, had a lot to do with how it was handled.
Jorge Hova. Jorge Hova.
Well. All right.
Okay.
I mean, I could re-listen to that clip 20 times, but...
I mean, if we put that and the clown one together, I mean, we probably just run it as a break next time.
I think we will.
Just loop them together.
Whore!
Oh, fuck. God damn. But, I mean, you know, they all have that tone like we were saying, but that was...
Well, they all went to the same class.
Yeah. Kind of gets cool broadcast. But that
just,
was...
Just to go all the way down to...
Yeah.
That seems silly.
Yeah, it's a very accredited facility.
Accredited.
So, do you want to do...
I want to do...
show
the
related.
The road rage one.
Oh, okay.
I saw the photo.
Okay. Yeah, you pulled up the second link, right?
Yeah, I got the second link up, and I saw the photo, too.
Yeah, if you're looking at the video...
You know what we should do? Chat. We should get a map, like a United States map.
I know where
you're
going.
And we should pinpoint
yes.
the stories and see like how many pins we have in Florida. Because the one we had earlier was Maine.
Do you know how many pins would be on top of each other?
Yeah, they would just be like sticking. It'd be like that scene in Robin Hood Men in Tights where they just shot the arrow right through the other arrow.
Yeah.
It would just look like yeah. there would just be pins. Like, yeah. It's worth a shot.
But this is...
Just to see like 50 down there and then like 6 or 7 spread out throughout the country. Like...
Very sparsely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. Now, this, well, the headline of what I got pulled up, because it has,
Oh, this one's from Sandwich, Massachusetts, my favorite town ever.
woman accused of drunken, topless road rage assault.
My favorite kind of road rage.
See, topless and rage don't usually go together.
Usually it's happy.
Right. So let's find out what went wrong here, Dan.
What went wrong? Well, Joe.
Yeah. Was that your Eddie Vedder impression?
No, it's supposed to be that guy having a stroke.
I know.
I'll do a little laugh.
Now, this was in Massachusetts, right?
Massachusetts.
All right.
Sandwich, Massachusetts.
All right. Numbers. And there's the picture. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you put that in the chat there for everyone to see? Share with your friends?
I could do that.
I believe in you.
You got the thing loaded up there?
The story?
Yes.
You want me to start reading while you do that?
Please.
Police say a bare-chested woman waved a dagger in a road rage incident. That's like a shitty Mad Libs. Oh my god, I had to write down Mad Libs real quick. I have a story for later.
I'm so glad I gave you a notepad. See?
Me too.
See how much...
Mad Libs. Okay, sorry. No, it is like right. a shitty Mad Libs, though. A bare-chested woman waved a noun, dagger, in a road rage. Sorry. A Sandwich, Massachusetts woman is facing multiple charges after police say she ran towards a driver while bare-chested and flailing a knife in an alleged road rage incident. Susan Kettle, 39, pictured in chat, is facing charges including... OUI.
What the fuck is that?
Operating under the influence instead of driving.
All right. Why do they keep changing it?
Maybe she was on a bike. Assault with a dangerous weapon and lewd and lascivious conduct. How is it still a law to have lascivious conduct on the book?
What does that mean? Just naughty? Like naughty? Dirty? Like,
yeah.
Right?
That's ew. Just... Ew, boobies.
It's really, it's like a broad term to, yeah, to be in a law book. It's a little...
Lewd and lascivious conduct.
They seem to always go together, too, by the way. I've never heard of lascivious without lewd.
This is a Puritan horse shit from this country. That's all it is.
Right.
People just get fucked. Ugh. Boobs. Ah, losing my fucking mind over here. Sandwich, please. Sandwich, please. Fuck those guys. Sandwich, please. Say they received a call
Saturday.
I'm glad
you made the joke for me, so I didn't have to be mean.
I'm all over me. Say they received a call Saturday that Kettle was driving erratically and attempting to crash her vehicle into the victim's vehicle. Kettle then allegedly pulled behind the other driver at a stoplight and waved a double-edged dagger. She then reportedly got out of the car, removed her top, and ran at the other vehicle while bare-chested and flailing the dagger. The victim drove away from the scene.
What type of...
Oh, like, wait a minute.
Muscle flexing is taking out your tits.
Wait a minute. This is going to be shocking you, this next sentence.
All right.
Brace yourself.
Okay.
Police located Kettle, who was intoxicated.
No.
I wouldn't have thought it either. She seems like an upstanding young lady. And placed her under arrest. A male passenger in her vehicle, who was also intoxicated.
No.
No way. Was placed in protective custody.
What?
They
Why?
Protected him. I don't know, because there's a fucking dagger welding.
Yeah, but would they let her keep the dagger when they put her in jail? Why would you need a fucking protective custody?
It's probably just their excuse of arresting him. Like, you're not under arrest, but we're keeping you in custody. Protective, it's for you. Safe.
Oh, just to hold him? Yeah, maybe.
It's not clear when Kettle will appear in court or if she has an attorney. There were no reported injuries. Why would there be an injury?
How would that not be clear?
I wonder if she was stacked.
I mean...
It'd be funny, like, her running at you, like, with... Big old
you wouldn't even notice
titties.
The dagger. You just zone in on the
he's running
tits
at me
flopping,
flopping
up
titties.
And down.
That's weird. This is not my average Saturday.
I mean, even with the dagger, I don't think I'd be threatened with the tits bouncing around.
I would be more afraid that she would accidentally hurt herself.
Oh yeah, you don't want to stumble and like slice a nipple off.
Exactly,
be horrendous,
be dangerous.
Yeah.
Also, Chris commented on your couch.
Oh, what would he say?
He said he's seen way too many movies filmed with a couch like that.
See, I have a feeling that he maybe heard someone else say a similar thing.
No, I
backing
think,
that up.
No, I think that anyone who sees that couch is going to think that.
Shut the fuck up!
Is there a video going right now? Come on, what's the first thing you think when you see that couch?
You're pointing it at the doors.
No, on the couch. There he goes, the couch.
All right, there.
Come on. What's happening in that couch?
Maybe in that lighting.
That lighting. That is where many a co-ed or girl drunk in the Borgata have ended up after a long night.
I believe you described it last time when you mentioned it as the casting
call. Casting call couch. Every casting call video on the internet, and I have reviewed them. Yeah, it looks very comfortable.
I mean, the one in the videos. I mean, this is, you know, comfortable.
It's very comfortable. Yeah, I sit on it. Everyone in those videos, they always have a nice black leather couch. It's got to be leather because it's easier to clean the cum off
it's
of it, I assume.
It's not leather. It's like it's...
Yeah, but it's easier. It's not like fabric because if it was fabric, yeah. all the liquidy parts would get stuck in the fabric.
When they told me, when I bought...
Oh, see, look. Chris has a picture of the room.
Wait, let me see.
The studio right there. It's perfect.
Actually, that's not where you are right now, Dan.
Are you sure? It looks just like it.
That's not.
It looks just like it.
Studio.
Are you sure?
That is some unknown place, and that is not my couch.
Is that an office that someone rented for their business?
I wouldn't know, Dan. I would not know.
That is true. Roy Black points out, on all those, they do end up fucking on the table.
It does start.
Oh, there's a table over there. Okay, good.
It's just a coffee table.
So what you do is you make them hold the camera on their own face while you fuck them from behind. As what? I've been told. I don't know if it's true or not. And then you hold your own camera. I'm just saying.
Oh, because I wear the headgear. Where?
Oh, you want to wear the headgear?
It's a GoPro with a sweatband.
Do they wear GoPros?
I don't know.
I thought they
assuming.
Hold the camera.
That would be tiring.
But I think they do. I'll watch 18 of them tonight and let you know.
What, a behind-the-scenes version? You're not going to know by watching, you know, the regular video. Hi, Patty. Peppermint Patty's in the chat. All right, where were we before the couch that is not a porn couch?
Not yet.
Well,
we get some capital.
I think I passed my porn age.
Making?
Yeah, like if there was, you know, a chance for me to get into porn, I think I passed it.
No, but see, that's the glorious thing about these days, is all you need is the internet and a dream.
You're forgetting about the female part.
Yeah, but if you have like a little bit of capital, you can get that part. Because it's totally legal to prostitute a woman if you're video recording it for in the internet or posterity.
You know, I never even thought about that.
If you get a hooker, just put a camera in the room. You're fine.
Well, see, that first part isn't, not that I'm worried about legality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're live. Yes, I am worried about legality. But no, it's the same thing. You're right.
Mm. Yeah, it's the same shit.
You know, paying a girl to... Chris in the chat just posted...
You found a new profile picture.
That... You know what? I'm tempted. I was telling Dan before, I really want to change my Facebook profile picture. And this... this is pretty good. It's the photo Dan took of me earlier, getting annoyed with some new software I was playing around with before the show, with the couch in the background, of course. And he's put the Brazzers logo in the bottom left or bottom right corner.
That's pretty perfect.
Like, it is.
And you at least has to go on the Cousin Joe Show page. At least.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll put it up there. I'm saving it.
Anyway, back to my point.
You just tweet that with no explanation whatsoever.
Go ahead. Do it right now. The point you were making, though.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm not sure why I'm thanking you, but...
Because that's great.
No, I know. It's hilarious. You were saying, honey?
What's the... You were making a point. You were saying something about...
Oh, no. I was going off of your point. The camera thing? Which is, you know, paying a girl to do porn.
Is totally fine.
It's the same thing as prostitution, but there's no camera involved.
Right.
How have I never thought of that?
I don't know. But you have a porn dick. You can do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll be your producer.
I've talked about... Okay.
Not financially.
You are good with the camera.
Not financially. I'll hold the camera.
I have complimented your camera skills in the past. You are good.
Thanks.
You are.
You're like, now listen, if you want Joe to use you, you're going to have to show me what you got. I don't know, they do that in the movie sometimes if you're going to try it.
There are those where the camera guy won't shut the fuck up and kind of tries to direct.
Oh, those are terrible. I know. Yeah, I'm really trying to concentrate.
Yeah.
And if I was talking, ugh, I'm quiet. I'll be very quiet when I film your couch porn. We do... What do they call that?
What?
Casting couch? Yeah.
I guess. I'm sorry. I'm on the fence about tweeting this or not.
Why would you not tweet it? It's Twitter.
I know. With no explanation, right? Oh, shit.
What?
I had the screen thing on while I was going through my saved images.
Oh, no. Oh. What was in there?
Nothing you haven't seen.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh. I've seen some nice stuff.
All right. All right. Is that the end of that? I don't know where we were.
Chris is putting facts in the chat, but I don't like reading facts.
Well, skim one for me.
The difference between porn and prostitution legally is that prostitution is intended for the sexual pleasure of the person paying, whereas porn is intended for consumption by a third party, but can it be both? Not all states make that distinction legally. California does, which is why most of the porn industry wound up there.
Huh.
More you know. Do you have the picture up yet? Can we continue?
I'm sorry, yeah.
Stalling as much as I can.
Oh, all right. Well, what's next on the docket there?
The agenda?
Yeah.
Let's see. I have a map of Haleah up for some reason. We have a choice between some sort of flamethrower.
Oh, right.
And the other thing we wanted to talk about with the TV show.
Yeah, you want to do that?
The second one? Yeah. Let's go into that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Go ahead. Play your video. Do I need to, is there an article for me to read? No, it's just a video, right?
You put it in here? This is the most professional sounding fucking show ever. Oh, I got it. Okay.
I'll cut this all out and post.
You know, you didn't... Yeah, write down the time stamp.
Uh-huh.
Time code. I'll cut this out.
It's 8:34.
I can catch the bouquet from here.
Okay, wait. Now we gotta set this up a little bit.
Yeah, set it up with the...
This goes along with what we mentioned earlier with people's... what would you call it? Level of sense of humor these days. Oh, you want to do that first, huh?
Yeah, they tie in.
You're right. I'm sorry.
That's why I put them together.
I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot. You're very nice. You're going to make a nice girl very happy.
Yeah, in like a decade or so.
I don't know. I'm still waiting.
Tinder couple meet for the first time on television before Hawaii trip. You and I were talking about this last show, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I don't think we talked about it on the air. We were just
bullshitting right before the show.
Right. And what it is was these two people on Tinder, it went viral, the screenshots. Basically, well, you know what? I think they're going to explain it, right?
Probably. I hope so.
All right. Well, this is... I don't understand how this fucking retard has not only a morning TV show.
Kelly Ripa?
No, she's gone.
Oh, who's the lady person?
I don't have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah.
It's Good Morning America. Mike, the fucking guy can't talk.
And this is a crowd that is full.
Hang on. All right. I just want to make sure we didn't lose that
first crowd here on this Tuesday morning, as you can hear from all the applause. And this is a crowd that is full of love, and we have quite the love story. Two college students are trending big this morning for the greatest Tinder joke
like
of
be
all
doing
time.
The news in Florida.
And you can say they are taking things slowly.
Yeah, really slowly.
Really, really slowly, yeah.
So after Michelle and Josh matched on Tinder, they delayed their big date for 3 years. Mm. So now they're finally going to meet each other for the very first time right here on GMA. But first, Michael's got a look at how this whole thing started.
Meet Josh. Meet Michelle. Two college students living on the same campus, swipe right and match on a dating app, Tinder. A 21st century love story of boy meets girl, but trouble is, the boy has never met the girl. Josh reaching out right away, but Michelle waiting 2 months to reply, "Hey, sorry, my phone died." Josh responding 2 months later, "Hey, sorry, within the shower." And thus began one of the strangest courtships in online dating. Each person coming up with new, more creative excuses for their delay. Michelle writing, "Hey Josh, President's Day had me swamped recently. You know how it gets." Josh replying 5 months later, "Sorry."
Do you understand Good Morning America used to be like the biggest national morning show on TV?
I think it still is, and I
think
that's the problem.
There's a guy hosting it.
Yeah.
That cannot speak.
I understand that. And their big story is about two people
that met on
sending
Tinder
messages back and forth.
Had this inside joke where they responded to each other a couple months
far apart
later.
Which is how all of my Tinder matches talk to me.
Same here.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they don't get the joke when I respond.
Yeah. Maybe. They also don't do the thing where they hit me back. I just hit them every
couple
months.
That's what I mean.
Months.
Yeah, they don't get the joke because they don't... Yeah, they don't...
Yeah, it's weird.
No reply at all, as Phil Collins says.
Very strange.
Unmatch.
I haven't been quick to respond. I just got over a serious relationship when I was a sophomore in high school.
Serious relationship? What is that?
This went on for 3 years. And to this day, they have not met face-to-face until right now, right here on GMA.
We're so excited to have Josh and Michelle with us. We've been keeping them apart all morning long. They have not seen each other. But before they do, we have a few questions for you guys.
Quick,
Michael, you start.
All right, I'm going to start with Michelle. And you know,
I'm looking at how these two people, like how perfect they look and how perfect their things are.
When you say perfect, you mean they're good looking?
They're good looking.
Okay.
And he's like the right height for her. I think this is all a scam. I think this is all fake.
You think the whole story of...
Yeah, I think it's just
Tinder,
I think it's just
screenshots,
I think it's
just bullshit.
News shit, yeah.
What do you think, they were photoshopped?
No, I just think it's a bullshit news thing, like something they did on purpose. you know, for Good Morning America and this kind of shit.
I'm sorry.
22 and 21. I mean,
thank you, Chris, for posting that picture on my Facebook. Oh, underneath did he? Did he really? But first, he comments, "I have seen way too many videos with that couch," and then the Brazzers pick. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
What was my point? Oh, I was just saying it looks
really
very fake.
It would.
But look at them. Look at them in the still picture in the article.
Well, I mean,
here, I'm gonna put it in the chat. And see if people know what I'm saying here. Hold on.
All right, devil's advocate. They're nervous and excited, so that's why they got that look on their face.
That looks like horse shit to me.
You might be right.
I'm just saying.
How can I don't know. Wait, do you remember how this started? Like,
because one of them sent a message to the other. How did it get on TV? That's my question.
This is what I'm getting at. But how it got out there in the first place, one of them did put the screenshots out there.
Right.
I see. All right. You might be onto something here. And like every other thing, we will know within a month tops if this is bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'll figure it out. But let's see.
Everybody is wondering, how were you guys able to keep this going for 3 years?
I was committed to my joke. I was not going to be ready to live this up at any point. I love the fact that we had a similar sense of humor, and so I was not going to be the one that gave in and gave up that great joke we had.
Chris goes, she is way out of his league. Also, who the hell skips the bra with that hippie-ass bullshit on national TV? And dude looks like he's auditioning to be David Spade's stand-in for PCU. And then,
really does.
And then Phil just follows it with fucking millennials.
You know, it really
Peppermint Patty says that's the dress she chooses. Ah, see? Yeah. Chris is all about the fashion.
Very hateable, I guess.
All right, so I'm going to ask Josh. Josh tweeted out this funny conversation that these two have been having for 3 years. And it went viral, by the way. Like, people were like, oh my gosh, this is
that's
real.
Why you're doing
Did
this
you clear
on your
it
show,
out with
asshole.
Michelle first?
Oh no. I'm not at all. Matter of fact, I didn't even know Michelle's last name until the day I posted it. And
oh my
a friend
God,
of a
he
friend
sounds just
commented
like
her name in
a
the
faggot?
Bottom.
No,
so yeah. It took 3 years.
He sounds just like, was that comedian? Fuck. Oh, damn it. Wait, let me hear more.
For even me to learn her last name.
Oh and when he realized that...
Fuck. All right. He was on the roasts. He was dating Amy Schumer. Fuck, what is his name?
Wait, was it a weird long last name?
Yeah, something like that. Like
the one that Patrice made fun of his name for?
Probably, like Hoffenschnuzer or some shit.
Oh, shit. What was it?
J, starts with a J.
Yes.
Jeselnik. Jeselnik. Tell me that does not sound just like Anthony Jeselnik.
It really does.
I feel like he's going to do a rape joke now.
But gayer.
Yeah, more gayer.
Which also gives credit to your theory, by
right?
The way.
Oh my God, they probably were friends and braiding hair and shit. And they were like, let's do a Twitter thing. And he was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. So
which
I
one
talk.
Of us is going to leak it?
I'll leak it because I talk like this.
The tweet went viral. What happened after that? Were you upset by it, Michelle?
No, I was not upset by it. I thought it was hilarious, and it was great because we got to share our little joke that's kind of been private between my best friends and I with the rest of the world, so I didn't mind too much at all.
I'll be honest. I feel like we're in the dating game right now. I am so...
And they just cut
to that great laugh.
They just cut to the audience. They're actually laughing. That's
not very funny.
That's not a laugh track. People are laughing at that.
That's very funny. Well, they were told to. The little sign came up that says applause and laughter. Because we don't need to know when we're supposed to. They tell us.
But we want to do a little test to see how much you two really do have in common since you didn't match up on Twitter. So, Michelle, I'm going to ask you, describe your perfect date.
My perfect date would probably be anything that can get us laughing, you know, as long as we're having a good time and enjoying ourselves together. I think that's probably
basic.
What's
cool.
Most perfect.
Oh, I like that.
All right. So
I like that. Jeez.
You've seen 90% of these profiles. It's all like, yeah. I like to hike, and I like having fun, and I don't like having not fun.
I know.
That's all. It's hiking and very health conscious.
I'm outdoorsy.
I eat nothing but vegetables.
Smokers swipe left.
Trump supporters swipe left.
Oh, God.
Not my president.
I'm not a fan. I just think it's funny.
I was
going to
say,
it on Tinder.
It's a fucking circus. He's an asshole. But
to put it on your little Tinder
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, is that going to define you? Jesus, you know.
Josh, right back at you. Your perfect date.
Well, I love outdoor things. So if we're doing something outdoor, if we are snorkeling or something fun like that. But the most important thing is the food.
But he's I like outdoors. Doing a woman's profile.
And I have a degree in sarcasm. Tell me you haven't seen that a million.
Oh, my God.
A degree in sarcasm.
Or I speak sarcasm fluently.
I speak sarcasm fluently, yes. Yeah, yeah. And also, oh, what's the other one I love? I'm a lot of fun, but I can be a little nasty. Like the cute way of saying cunty.
Right.
Forget
right.
how they word it. Yeah, it's no, like a cute way of saying sometimes I'm a bitch and you're gonna have to deal with it.
Right. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Good food.
Does that sound also, good, Michelle?
Chris has a. I don't know if Chris is this is his line or not, but right. Sex is like boxing. If only one person, if one person doesn't want to participate, it's a crime.
Really
I hope
true.
That's his. That's a great line. I'm sorry. Please continue. I want to hear retarded Jezelnik tell us about what he's watching.
100%. Definitely.
They said a thing. Another thing is, okay, here we go. What is your go-to song at a karaoke bar?
Summer 69. I sing it every Wednesday night. Favorite karaoke song, Brian Adams, my man.
My go-to song would probably be All of Me by John Legend. I belt that song.
Really? You kill it?
In the shower, I kill it.
That's really just melted a lot of hearts.
All right, so Josh, if you got to Leyden Airport, you got to have two snacks. Your favorite junk food?
Ooh, movie theater popcorn. Ooh. Love movie theater popcorn. And
some cock.
Chips.
I love the popcorn
chips.
With the hole in the bottom.
Potato chips?
Plain old potato chips.
I'm
so bad.
Well, I'll have to say I'm more of a kettle girl than movie theater butter, but I'm definitely a chip girl as well, so.
Yeah. Why are we applauding if they have minor...
I know.
All right, so
this
same
is not how my
question to both of you guys. Favorite
things
ever.
There's
TV
no
show
applause.
Binge.
Ooh, hands down, The Office. I can watch that anytime, any day.
Only on NBC. You have
to
exact same for me. I think I've seen it through like 8 times now.
I think you're on it.
That is awesome. Well, I tell you what, Lara, I mean, The Office at the end, they both said the same thing. I think that makes it official.
You're
a match made in Tinder heaven.
Right. So, guys, what do you say? We're going to give you guys a countdown. You're going to meet on the heart.
But they just laughed. The audience just laughed at that.
It was really funny, though. I don't understand why you don't see what's so funny about that.
A match made in Tinder heaven.
Yeah, get it?
And then there was laughter, Dan.
Get it? Because a lot of times the saying is a match made in heaven, but they met on Tinder. So what he did, because he's smart, is he said a match made in Tinder heaven. And that's hysterical. And then the audience laughed because how funny it was.
I don't understand.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the moment?
The audience, are you guys ready?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
Ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1,
meet! She's like, oh, God.
Finally meet you.
Well, they've already seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Busting like crazy.
Okay. 3 years.
Like crazy?
3 years you've been going back and forth. You do have a lot of things in common. How does it feel to meet finally in person in front of millions of people, by the way?
Yeah, you know, we just had to wait and do it on Good Morning America, I guess.
Seems like the perfect ending.
Best meeting I could imagine in front of all of you. Are you kidding me? It's amazing.
What do your parents think of all of this?
Honestly.
I mean, if this is real, regardless, this seems like one of the most dullest, boring fucking guys.
That's why he's actually getting a hookup.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Because that's boring and dull.
You're absolutely right.
I like snorkeling and going to movies. I like a lot of exciting different things.
And she's over the fucking moon.
I like penny loafers.
Yeah, I hope they're thinking good things. No, it's just been a crazy adventure so far, so I know it took me by surprise, and it definitely took them by surprise as well.
My parents have been losing their minds. We've been on the phone constantly. They
mostly because I'm talking to a woman.
Not much me, but...
Well, the thing is, Josh, your sister
like a real
met
woman
her
with
fiance
a vagina?
On Tinder.
Yeah, she kind of gave
it
me some
like
hope.
Everyone in the church
this is where it's at, you know? They're getting married in November.
No pressure. No pressure. No, totally fine.
Credit is my fucking mind.
I don't
don't know if you guys know, but so Tinder loved this story and offered you guys. They said, "Come on, you guys, enough's enough. You need to meet. You pick the city. Oh, we'll send you on the date. Tell everybody where you
picked." That's weird. So free publicity for Tinder? That's so strange.
I didn't even catch that time.
That's so. You know what's weird is Tinder has this negative image of just being a hookup site.
Right.
And here's this perfectly good relationship that could come out of it. How strange that that would come about with two perfect-looking people to put on television, maybe.
Are you saying there might be a motive behind their free trip to Hawaii?
I'm saying this is a horse shit. Fucking bullshit. They got
you
two
think just
fucking
Tinder
people.
Interns?
Yeah. Exactly. He's like, hey, Todd, get in here.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, we need you to pretend you want to bang this bitch.
Ew, girls. I'm busy watching The Office.
That's my favorite. That's
fucking assholes. His response to everything is just is the worst. It's the most fucking.
If you could find the worst response, it's that. It's what you said. Exactly the worst.
And he's just catering. Oh, he's full of shit.
I mean. No,
So after the show, you two are going to Maui.
Yes,
we
right.
are. Our first date. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Maui. It's crazy.
You know,
to
we're happy we can help you guys meet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're so
this
appreciative.
This is a dream come true.
This has been unreal.
Yeah, also, that's another thing I'm going to pull bullshit on. So Tinder is usually done within a 15 to 30 mile radius, something like that normally. So these two people met up,
right?
Had this tee-hee-hee conversation over the course of many months. To the point where it became viral, and at no point they ever decided to meet. Even when it was going viral, they waited till it showed up on Good Morning America, where the fuck this stupid show is.
Good Morning America.
That makes sense to you?
I'm
they
going
literally
on
waited
right
until that moment.
I'm going to see the max range of miles that you could set it to. What was theirs?
It didn't say what theirs was.
All right, maximum distance, 100 miles.
So even if they're 100 miles away, you'd think if you go viral, if you and some girl you've never met go viral doing something, you're not going to be like, hey, we should meet up and have a beer and talk about the fact that we're both on Twitter all over the fucking place.
Are you saying, Dan, maybe
it's
didn't
a line
have to
of
take
shit?
Good Morning America to get
yeah.
them together to meet?
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like, you know, if it was real, maybe when those screenshots got leaked, they could have said, hey, you know, we should meet up and talk about this, you know, whatever.
Yeah, isn't it so funny that our thing's leaking worldwide?
Yeah, maybe we should meet up or whatever. But it took Good Morning America.
They all had to come to Good Morning America.
And sit behind a partition like the old fucking dating game.
Like they weren't in fucking catering together
right.
a half an hour ago.
And like they haven't seen each other's faces before.
Who's that girl? I don't know who that is, but she's scary.
Vagina.
You. Right. Boyfriend, Titan, help me.
There's like 10 seconds left.
Well, hopefully this is the first of many times. And congratulations on this. Enjoy Maui. And everybody Maui. Stay right there. We're going to be right back.
Also, by the way, the best first date is definitely going to fucking Hawaii with someone you've never met.
Yeah,
because sometimes you have an uncomfortable experience at dinner or a movie or some shit. How about you spend a week in a faraway state
together?
Oh, and by the way, there's like a fucking 9-hour plane ride in there too.
Away, I mean, that might as well be another country.
It's probably a longer plane ride, right?
That's
probably
what I'm saying.
Solid.
Yeah, and so you're stuck together
on a plane. What if you find you hated each other literally
before
at the
you even got there?
Yeah,
before
in the studio right now. She's like, oh, that's how you talk, really? That's fucking great.
But now with the media attention, they have to go through it.
They have to go. Well, I mean, it's fake anyways. It doesn't matter. But otherwise, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Nah, it's total horse shit.
You're really convinced bullshit?
Dude, anything. Have you watched a commercial
Here's
in the last 10 years?
I'm sorry
years?
To interrupt real quick.
Go ahead, no,
the only reason that I'm like apprehensive of going 100% with you on this.
Right.
Because if it is complete bullshit, it's got to come out. And they're all, including Tinder, going to look like assholes.
No, because by the time it comes out, we've all moved on to something else stupid.
Yeah, you know what?
They've already gotten the free publicity. What's it matter?
Yeah, you had a good point.
When was this? This was 2 days ago? The 25th, this article?
Yeah.
So, by the time, let's say it becomes horseshit and we find out the end of August. Is anyone going to fucking give a shit? If at the end of August, they're like, hey, remember those Tinder people? That wasn't even real. And then people are going to be like, whatever, I'm watching the Kardashians, which is totally real.
Who? What people? Yeah. But I'm sorry, I interrupted
you. I mean, you watch reality TV. None of that's real. It's all horseshit.
You know, I'm sure there are people out there that don't know that.
Oh, believe it 100%.
That, yeah.
Believe it 100 fucking percent. Absolutely.
That's what their daily lives are actually like.
Yeah, that they happen to have a you know, witty comeback for everything and always poorly acted because they're not actors, because that's why reality TV exists.
And they always because they don't have to pay actors. Things,
yeah.
And, but no, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. What were you saying?
About what?
About these two going away. They hated each other right from the get-go, being stuck together.
Oh, yeah.
And not being able
to. It's hysterical. Sitting on a fucking beach.
I mean, that's kind of why I want to believe it's real.
Because she's then, like, oh, look at that guy. And he's like, yeah. Maybe we can both get up in there.
The Chris goes, it's a work joke.
Oh, because he says anything that makes people smile is hated by Dan.
I read that wrong. I thought he said it's a work joke. In other words.
Oh, it is a work as well. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. But.
Well. It's just what we talk about. It's because that's what the sense of humor now is in this country. That's funny.
Well, yeah, but the amount of laughs
I was at
in that segment where there was absolutely nothing remotely humorous being said or happening.
I was at up near me. There's a local baseball team, the Hudson Valley Renegades. You know, you have the Boulders down here.
Yeah,
we got a team like that up by where I live, like an hour north of here.
All right.
So my buddy works for a company. They gave him 10 free tickets. So we
also don't know. It's a local baseball stadium.
Yeah, local baseball, team. Like single A, double A, something like that. Right. So, you know, you go out there. It's like 10 minutes, 15 minutes from my house. So we went over, watching the game. And after the game, there's going to be fireworks.
Right.
And so between the game and the fireworks, while they're setting up, they do like a little thing with the crowd. And they brought like 10 people out or 15 people out. And they lined them all up. And they just, and this was what they used for entertainment at a minor pro baseball game. They had them all line up, and they did a Mad Libs with everybody.
Did it what?
That's why I wrote down Mad Libs.
What is that?
Mad Libs is when, let me pull up an example for you, and you can just see how amazing this is.
If it's a video, you want to send it to my
No, it's not a video. Okay. It's just it's a thing kids play.
What?
Mad Lib is it? Basically, it's like a story with blanks in it, and you just kind of fill in the blanks. So it's like this one is.
Where are you getting this from?
Vacations curiosity. Anywhere? Dude, kids used to do this shit. A vacation is when you take a trip to some and an adjective, and then someone makes an adjective and they put it in there,
right?
And then place with your adjective family. And someone puts an adjective in there, but they don't know what the story is, so they just put an adjective, noun, plural noun, game, plural noun, da 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 da.
Okay.
This is what they did for entertainment, and they didn't do the thing, and at one point, someone needed to name a person. So, of course, someone said Donald Trump, because it's a person,
and
everybody,
guaranteed laughs.
Everybody started applauding and laughing, because I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Then when the Mad Lib went through, and we already knew...
Wait, sorry, they just laughed at the name Donald Trump?
Oh, just someone said it.
There was no context, there was just the name.
Someone said it. Oh, yeah, and on a microphone. It made him, oh, he lost his shit. Things are great now. And then they went through the whole thing, and when it got to the part with his name, and they said, and then in walked Donald Trump, everyone fucking lost their shit. Like, was laughing hysterically. Like, you didn't just hear them set it up, and you knew exactly what... Like, that was comedy. That's pure comedy to them. We walked out with a friend of mine, and she's like, my nightmare is ending up like this is what I do every weekend. She goes, it's my absolute nightmare. Yeah. It's that I end up taking kids to this, and this is what I find entertaining. But that was entertainment. Just putting
the scary
in,
thing
putting
is,
in
unlike
silly
Good
words.
Morning America, where they're, like you said, told to laugh with a sign.
Mm-hmm.
These people actually thought that was
triggered.
Funny.
It was like, oh, that's a funny, because he wouldn't really be there.
Right, so... Holy fuck.
Well, I mean, you have the other video.
Well, this goes with, yeah. I mean, I know this has been done before, but I think...
We were choking about it before the show.
Some of them are recent, the cuts, right? They're still doing it?
Season 9, apparently.
But I mean,
now we're
in
10.
It's from just last year.
Yeah, this is from 2016.
This is... Now, you sent it to me with a... It's not supposed to start from the beginning?
You can start from the beginning.
Okay, because... All right.
Start from the beginning. Yeah, I think it was just because I was previewing it to make sure it was funny.
You know, I just want to make sure.
Or not funny.
Well, do you want to give the setup?
I don't know if you guys know, but the funniest show on TV right now...
God.
By the way, another thing, a lot of times when you're meeting someone new, it's like, oh, what's your favorite? What do you like to watch on TV? Office. And if they say this,
I like The Office.
But if they say this, like, you instantly know, like, oh, you have no sense of humor then. Big Bang Theory, funniest show on TV right now. And hysterical.
I was telling Dan before,
just the show, a great show.
I don't understand. There are those rare few people that I know have good senses of humor and taste otherwise, but do find this show funny, and I don't fucking understand it.
It's the laughs per minute, I think. It's because there's so much laughter, and I keep hearing the laughter, so I know it must be funny.
It's funny.
So what someone did, and it's really helpful. What they did was they took all the laughter out of the show, so you can really focus on the joke. Like, really focus. Get in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's haunting.
It's... Yeah, so here it is without... And these are just what?
And these have been around for years, and I love them, but yeah, we were just talking about today. It just tied in with what we were talking about.
Right. But again, that's what I was saying. This one's just from last year. And I heard this...
2016. This is what was funny. February 2016.
I heard about this years ago, though. So they've been still cutting this. So, anyway. Without the laugh track.
What package are you thinking?
This one comes with music and flowers. Oh, they even stream the whole thing live on the internet.
Why do we want that?
Because there's a lot of gorgeous blondes out there who don't believe they can land a short, nearsighted scientist. Let's give them hope.
Whatever.
That was,
I don't understand
I think
where
that was
the
funny
joke
part.
Was.
You know, it would have helped if they had played someone else laughing, so I knew it was my turn to laugh at that point.
But that's the insane thing. You think the same people that watch this show that find it funny, if they were watching this without the laugh track, and let's even help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they cut down on, or they cut out the pause where
the,
of the silence,
the obvious
where the,
laughter
where the laugh
is,
should
yeah.
be. Would they still be fucking laughing?
No. I think you'd just be staring at it blankly.
Right?
Yeah.
People are fucking retarded.
Never put us on the internet. I've always wanted a wedding with a comment section.
If you're not into this, we can do it another time.
No. No, I want
normally
to.
Bad, right?
Put this off long enough.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, that's exactly what you said the first time we slept together. Oh, excuse me. Sheldon.
Oh, it's phone.
Hey, Leonard, have you...
I got to mention, by the way, I know it's only 40 seconds so far, but this is just... They haven't cut different episodes. This is the opening of one show.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's
hysterical.
It's not like they're looking around for the worst. This is just...
It's just the first episode of that season.
Yeah.
You gotten married yet?
No, why?
Good, don't do it.
Why not?
Some important new information has come to light. Women are the worst. I thought it was paper cuts, but I was wrong. No piece of paper ever cut me this deep.
What happened now?
Amy has ended our relationship.
Oh, no. Seriously?
What's
she has AIDS.
Amy broke up with Sheldon.
That's funny.
She did?
Is Penny crying?
No.
No, of course not. They thrive on our suffering.
I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do?
It's more true
yes.
than funny.
If I ever talk about going out with a girl again, roll your eyes at me like I do to you when you say dumb thing.
That's really funny.
This is so uncomfortable without the laugh track.
I know.
I mean, with the laugh track, it's horrible, obviously.
Right.
But, I mean, this just highlights how fucking dumb. I think... You said it earlier, right? Before the show. This literally is like one of the...
This
it's
is
not
the
like number the, one comedy
these,
fucking...
I'm pretty sure everyone in the show makes like a... Like the top people make like $1 million an episode.
It fucking blows my mind.
Chris goes, fuck Big Bang Theory. It's just nerd blackface.
Oh, okay.
God,
just because
it,
you're going
funny.
Through this with Amy doesn't mean that all women are bad.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. Was the word whatever supposed to get a laugh?
That was pretty fucking fun. Do you think he made the W thing, like in, what was that movie?
Wait.
Clueless?
Wait, now I'm going to watch it tell you.
All women are bad.
Whatever.
Did he?
No.
No. Oh.
No, he just rolled his eyes and tilted his head like a queer.
He is gay.
Is that part of the joke?
No, he in real life he is. In the show he's
well,
supposed
I mean,
to be straight.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Wait, they wrote him as a straight guy?
Yeah, he's just talking about that girl hurt his feelings.
But I thought, like, one of the elements of the joke was that he was talking about being with a girl when obviously he wouldn't.
Peppermint Patty said, wow, this is eye-opening. I hope she's not fucking with us, but yeah, I like to think it is.
No, I don't think she is.
Yeah, these are killer jokes.
She's a sweet girl.
I know. I'm just funning around. She's very sweet.
I know. I know you know.
I just think this is like they're thinking, all right, guys, we're hitting off our ninth season. We got to come with the laughs
We got to come out swinging
with the laughs. And this is what they came up with. That ball.
I just heard about you and Sheldon. Are you okay?
Not really. Can you come over?
Actually, I'm in Vegas. Leonard and I are about to get married.
Hold on. You're getting married and you didn't invite me?
Well, it was kind of a spur of the moment thing.
Wow. Hope I can catch the bouquet from here.
Because they're far away. So catching the bouquet from there would be, like, impossible.
It wouldn't be able to happen. So it's funny.
Oh, God. Oh.
Don't be like that.
Oh.
Why did I just hear...
Also, do you notice how long the pauses are? Meaning
it's for an extra long laugh. Yeah.
Amy's name?
Penny's on the phone with her.
Did she say anything about me? Yeah, never mind. I don't care. Well, if you care, you could find out and tell me. Just don't be shocked when you find out that I don't care.
Will you relax? You're not missing anything special.
Hey.
She's upset. Look, it's going to be a great wedding. Look at you in your little suit.
Amy's upset.
Was that supposed to be funny?
He's wearing a little suit. Yeah, it's...
He's wearing a suit.
Oh, I didn't know because there was no one to tell me it was funny.
But he's just wearing a suit.
It's a little suit because he's not a big person.
But
he's a little man.
It fits him fine.
He's
it's just
a tiny
suit.
Man.
But it
nah.
He's only wearing a suit. Oh.
Upset? Is it about me?
Well, I think it's because we're eloping.
Your marriage is causing her pain? Yeah, great. I take it back. Go ahead and do it. Yay for love. All started with a big bang.
Hey! The yay for love line was the...
Hello.
That's a big punch.
The intro, the big
punch.
What are you doing?
Or as they call it.
That was just the pre.
That was before the credits.
Yeah, that was how they hook in.
I was gonna say.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Who can tune out after that?
When last we spoke, you said you needed
time. Not enough of America, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, it's only been 11 hours.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy was nearly 11 hours. I made you watch that. You said it was an eternity.
Oh, wait, because, like,
it's by a nerdy reference.
So, but, like, when she said eternity, she meant it in a negative way. And he didn't pick up on that because he takes cock in the mouth.
Yeah. Oh.
So he wouldn't.
Ow.
Sheldon, when I'm ready to talk, I'll let you know.
Very well. Seem to be headed somewhere. May I walk with you?
Sure.
Well, I'm glad we're going out again.
Not back together.
Why? Well, is there someone else? You just couldn't wait for that first notch on your bedpost, could you?
What?
If you must know, I'm going to Howard and Bernadette's to watch the wedding.
And who's this guy you're taking?
There's no guy.
Oh, you're going to a wedding alone? That's sad.
I'm not going to be alone. I'll be with my friends.
Your friends? Well, I think you mean my friends. And why wasn't I invited to this?
Maybe because the two of us being there would make them feel awkward.
We make everyone feel awkward. Brooke Show!
It's depressing.
It really... You said it best before. Save us till the end because we're just going to get angry. And
that's the funniest shit in America right now.
Well... There you go. That's exactly it. That's why it's so
this
aggravating.
This is the funniest
this
shit.
This is what... This is like America's main demo. This is... Does that make sense?
So when people wonder why shit goes on that goes on, this is why. Because this is it right here.
This is what people think is hilarious.
Is hysterical. Can't get people to listen to Stanhope for the life of me, but this shit kills.
Yeah. It's 9 seasons this has been going on.
Oh, they're on 10 now. This is from last year. $1 million an episode to stand there and hardly talk because there's so much laugh track going on, you're not even talking.
Dude, and the length of the pauses, which, you know, obviously laugh track, that was less than 4 minutes of just the open. The fucking credits were
still
rolling.
Felt like an eternity.
Yeah. All right. With that, we got to go. It took me a second. Thank you for listening.
Yep.
This was a lot of fun.
If I had my laptop button, I'd play it right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll get you your soundboard back, okay. Honey. I got a tinker. I see that. All right. Anything to plug in?
Yeah, I'm headlining tomorrow night in Kingston at the Redwood for the Ulster County SPCA. They got me headlining that show, so that's cool.
And where do people go to get tickets and find out more?
They can go onto my Facebook page, Dandy Marino,
right.
Or my Twitter, Dandy Marino. And next week I'll be at Mohegan Sun trying to win. So we'll see what happens.
Sweet.
Yep.
Hopefully they're come back better at serving fucking for you. Drinks.
Oh, I'll see what I can do.
Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
We will see you guys later. Another week.
Yeah, another week.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
See ya.
We'll meet again when we're least expecting it. Somewhere in some far off place, I will recognize your face. I won't say goodbye, my friend, for you and I will meet again. I heard you singing to no one. I saw you dancing all along. One day you belong to me, next day I just wouldn't. One day all the rules will bend, and you and I will meet again. I've got a feeling so strong. Maybe someday stretches out the days. How could I get so close to you and still feel so far away? I hear a voice come on the wind saying you and I will meet again. I don't know how, I don't know when, but you and I